Welcome back to Minute Impossible. It's Wednesday. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Eric.
We're on to minute 53, guys.
Ooh.
We did it. We're halfway through the week.
I did come back.
Oh,
well. You thought you might have gotten rid of me, but I forced my way in.
Did I not tell you this compartment is fantastic? Look around. Look at how nice it is. Look at that little lamp over in the corner.
Ugh. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire. That's Claire the lamp.
Claire the lamp.
This minute begins with Luther questioning the plan. We've questioned the plan a lot in this movie.
Yeah.
And ends with Claire vouching for Krieger's ability to get Luther what he needs. So this is more of a Luther minute. We had our Jean Reno Krieger minute. Now we're having our Luther minute. I like the fact that they have Luther is already wary of this plan because Ethan's being extremely vague about what the plan is. He's saying that it's we're going to get something. Oh, yeah? What is it? Profitable. Okay. This is usually where a guy gets disavowed
mm-hmm.
or shot in the face when someone's not explaining to them what they're doing.
Or both.
So I like that the movie's already painting Luther as he's already a good guy, I think, in the first minute that we meet him, as opposed to Krieger. He's not that he's a bad guy, but his first thing that he says is, hey, instead of doing this, let's go rob a bank with a helicopter.
And I could see why he's disavowed.
Yeah, it's like, is that really your go-to? I don't want to do this job. Let's just go and rob a bank with my helicopter or my MiG or my, I don't know, my dual engine sandpiper. I don't know any planes. My F-14.
It's amazing he can get so many planes.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Yeah, we're going to find out here in a second, also. He can get a ton of stuff. I was like, okay, well, I guess you got to have a black market, dude. I really wish they had more CIA spy stuff that they were getting, but instead they seem to only be getting Luther's hacking equipment, and it seems to be Krieger's job to get it.
You know, I would think it would be a little easier if they had one of those masks they could impersonate whoever they needed to impersonate to get in there.
No, we're out of mask territory. There are no more masks because they have no money. They're disavowed. They have no rubber.
But if Krieger can get anything, I mean, come on.
That's true. She should be able to get a mask maker. This until the end of this movie, there's not been a mask since the senator.
Yeah.
And that was in the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Exactly.
Yep. So
it must come back into play at the end, almost.
I hope so. I hope a mask comes back into play. But Luther, yeah, Luther seems like a good guy. He's wary of the job. He doesn't know about it. And Ethan kind of calls him on it and says, oh, this isn't the Luther that I've heard of. What were your nicknames? And he gives two of the worst nicknames. Luther's nickname was Net Ranger and Phineas Freak. I actually went and looked it up. Phineas Freak is a thing. Do you guys know what it is?
No.
Phineas Freak is part of an underground comic that came out in the 60s. It's called the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You really have heard of this?
Yes, Fabulous Freak Brothers, yes.
They are a fictional trio of stoners, and they were created by artist Gilbert Shelton. So we'll put up on our on Twitter and on our Facebook group some covers of what this thing looks like. It was first appeared on an underground newspaper called The Rag, and it's just all, you know, counterculture stuff. It was published in Austin, Texas, so it's close to you.
Yeah.
It's just these three brothers. Fat Freddy Freakinowski. Don't ask me why their names are different. Freewheelin' Franklin Freak and Phineas Freak. But Phineas Freak is spelled with a PH. And Freewheelin' Frank Freak is spelled with an F. And Fat Freddy Freakowski is a different name. I don't know. I don't get the 60s, guys. So
it's before our time. Not much before our time, but before our time.
The reason why the only thing I can figure out is why Luther was called Phineas Freak was because Phineas Freak in the comic book was the intellectual idealist. And he was the one that knew how to make drugs. Ugh. And he was interested in politics. And he was also the one committed to social change and environmental issues. So are they trying to say Luther's more like an eco-hacker? Like he'll do something kind of like Ant-Man. He'll do something illegal as long as he's doing it to the right person. He's the Robin Hood of hacks.
Robin Hood of the IMF, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it has more to do with just the idea that that Phineas, that part of the name is closest to phone. And
what?
Because that's where the freak part comes in. Phone freak is the terminology that I'm familiar with. And that's what I mentioned. I think I mentioned War Games last minute or two.
Is that a term for hacker?
Yeah, essentially.
Back in the day?
They were phone freakers. That got in through phones.
What a terrible nickname. Yeah. Phone freakers.
Because all dial-up back then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's dial-up now in this movie. They're using modems, but they're all dial-up.
Yeah.
But there was even more you even see it in the War Games movie a little bit, I think, with not so much just that in his room, in Matthew Broderick's room, he's actually putting the phone down on that device.
Yeah.
But even later on in the phone booth, where he actually takes apart the phone and replicates ways to get to hack in.
That makes a lot of sense.
And get the free call, That's where it's really...
That makes a lot of sense, because that was what the guys from Microsoft used to do.
Okay.
They came up with a tone generator.
I might have heard that.
So they could do free long-distance phone calls. So, yeah, I mean, now that you've said it, makes total sense what a phone freak is. So, yeah, he was disavowed. In the book, we don't know in the movie why he was disavowed. We actually don't know why Jean Reno was disavowed either. But in the book, Luther was disavowed because in a few seconds, he's going to mention that there was a NATO Ghostcom hack and he might have been involved in that. That's why he was disavowed. He hacked NATO Ghostcom because he wanted to try and hack something. It's kind of, that's still something that's done today. People will hack things just for the prestige of hacking it. They don't want the information. They're not going to get nuclear codes. They're not going to give it to anybody. They just want to see if they can hack into these systems. This NATO Ghostcom, guess what? The internet has nothing on it. Because if there was one, they're not going to put it on the internet.
Yeah.
It's based on Chinese government has a ghost network that does all of their cyber hacking and probably deals with all their threats and cyber attacks. NATO has the same thing. So it's a response group to threats and probably also performs operations itself.
Yeah, and that's what I've found too. It's the Chinese one that's GhostNet.
Since I know it doesn't exist, please don't do anything to me. So we're just a stupid podcast and we found no information on you. So happy hunting and we'll talk about something else. We'll go back to our Jean Reno. Hello, I'm Jean Reno.
It looks like there's another seat next to Ethan. So that means that whole room goes further back. It's kind of crazy, man.
Ethan, why did you get such a large room that seats 14 people?
He had more people that they contacted to come and they just didn't show up.
Yeah.
They were going to have a conference. Yeah,
this was an RSVP event and only two people showed up.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's why he has all that fruit and everything. He was expecting more people.
So that brings me to a question that you've mentioned disavowed a couple times on this episode, this minute. And do they know? Does Luther and Krieger know that they were specifically selected because they're disavowed?
I assume so. The movie doesn't really, there's no overtone to say that they understand that Tom Cruise, that Ethan is also disavowed,
right,
and
yeah,
Claire.
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Do they know, do they think they're coming back into the IMF? Is that what you're saying? Are they being used again? No.
I think they know that they're being part of a disavowment team.
The book explains that they came to this job because they know if Ethan Hunt's involved, they're going to get paid. And that's what it's all about. So I don't think they're in it for any ideals at this point. At this point, neither of them care and will do anything for a job.
Yeah, and Claire's not really disavowed. She's missing in action. Believe dead, yeah.
Yeah, she's dead. That's a good question, though. Obviously, Ben Wakuku could not show up.
No, he got detained.
Hey, I heard that Ben Wakuku would be here.
It's the only reason I came.
And Simon Staines, I love that guy. He does an impression of me that is spot on. Unlike some other impressions I have heard that are very insensitive to my culture. Well, my adopted culture, because I am Spanish. Don't ever forget, Jean Reno, I am Spanish.
Juan Moreno.
Yep, yet another culture of Europe that I have ostracized from this podcast and alienated. Good job, Jonathan.
Good job, Jonathan.
Yes, my hacky. What was that? Was that Chris, were you doing an accent?
It was more like a Slowpoke Rodriguez accent.
Okay, again, his last name's Ramirez. It's Chris Ramirez. He's all good. He can say whatever he wants.
I can do that.
Man, I want to do that accent. That sounds fun.
It is.
Damn it. I'm so white.
Too white.
I can do Jean Reno because he is also a very white person.
You also sound like you're about to go too wild and crazy, guys.
I know. It kind of turns into that, doesn't it?
We are too wild and crazy, guys.
One thing Jean Reno loves is American girls.
That's why he's not
kind of doing the shimmy.
Exactly. That's why he's not eyeballing Claire or the lamp.
This minute is mostly about learning that Luther doesn't know if he trusts him. And he also says he needs... Also, Jean Reno stands up for a second and walks over to the corner.
He looks out that big window that's got like the huge hall.
It's not a window. He's looking in a hallway.
It's a big window that goes into the hall that is impossible to get to, apparently. Meaning that they're at the end of the hall.
Oh, I got it figured out. I know why he's waiting. That's not a door. That's the bathroom.
That's a bathroom.
And they're all sitting out in front of the bathroom waiting to go to the bathroom. And at some point at the end of the scene, we'll just hear, flush. And they all stop talking. Shh. He's coming. And the guy will walk out and just be like, sorry about that. You might want to light a match. And just walk by. And there's your scatological poop humor again, Eric.
Yes, because the train is coming out of the tunnel.
Well, now it's going back in and out of tunnels. I heard it a second ago. Halfway through this minute, it makes the background ambient noise makes kind of a... like it's definitely going through a tunnel again.
It's a lot of tunnels in Europe.
That's where this minute ends, with him talking about his incredibly amazing names and explains all the different technologies. I tried looking up some of these technologies. There's a million of them. The Cray computers, you know, all of these were top of the line. And I wouldn't say they probably were top of the line in 96. A lot of the things he's talking about were older supercomputers, but we'll talk about that in the next minute. Some of the actual physical products he was talking about. Hey, Chris. Do you have a ticket? A ticket to the tech of the app?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. Hello, Speedy. Eric, why don't you start us off?
Oh, just how Luther says top of the line crypto. And meaning this, super amazing computer. You know, hacking.
What do you think he's talking about with the crypto? What is top of the line crypto? Is that I thought that the hacker was the one that was creates the. Are there programs that he wants? Is he asking for software? What? I'm not a supercomputer guy, so crypto to me is like, all right, I get it. He wants to bust codes and things. So
I think crypto is. The hardware. I think it's more the hardware that can run the hacking.
Okay.
You know, fast enough.
Yeah, because in 96, I assume computers were still pretty slow. So I'm wondering how fast he really wants it to be. I wish he told us actual, because I in the next minute we'll talk about some of the tech that he talks about. But you know, they don't actually give CPU speeds.
Yeah. Well, then that's one way to keep it not dated.
Well, it's kind of I looked up on a couple of Reddit. I went to the nicest place in the world, Reddit, and looked up what they thought of some of the techno babble from this movie. No one's impressed. So, but it's techno babble. Most of it's just spouting out words that the writer, that Robert Towne, wanted to throw in here. What about you, Chris? He's got crypto.
I was going to go with crypto too, as well. That was exactly what I was going to go with.
Oh man, two people for crypto.
Because I like it sounds like Superman's dog.
We'll make it unanimous then. I'll go with crypto too. It's definitely the coolest thing in this scene. Other than, I would love to know more about this NATO ghost comm that Luther supposedly hacked. Sounds super cool, but there's not enough information about it. So yeah, it's a unanimous for the crypto. Awesome. Chris, you got anything else?
I did notice that John Verneau is drinking a lot of wine in this episode, in this minute.
A lot of cigarettes and wine.
A lot of cigarettes and wine. He's being as French as he can be.
I am overcompensating, for I know secretly inside I am not really French.
You can come join us in the giant melting pot that is our Facebook group at the Minute Impossible Force, where we'll talk with you if you're from Spain, France, Italy, we don't care. America, sure.
Texas, sure, why not?
America or Texas, come and talk to us.
Exactly.
Or wherever Eric's from. Eric, where are you from?
I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Or Ohio. We'll even let people from Ohio come on and talk. It's fantastic. You can join us on Twitter at MinImpossible, MinImpossible, and on Instagram at MinuteImpossible, and our website at MinuteImpossible.com, where you can always download our podcast into any podcatcher you want. You can always rate and review us. I always forget to explain that we should actually be rated and reviewed. Please give us a 5-star review. If we get a 5, I'm going to say this now, in what, episode 53 of this. If you write a 5-star review, I will thank you in a terrible accent on this podcast. There, I said it.
You're bribing people.
Now it's real.
You're bribing people. What? You're bribing people.
Nobody's going to do it for the accents. They're terrible.
Oh, you want to bet? I'm sure somebody will.
They have to be good ones. They can't just be, I just want the accent.
Give me the accent.
Tell me why you like this podcast. Don't give me any pros and grows. Don't tell me I like the podcast, but I wish they didn't do as many accents. I'm not going to read that, even if it's 5 stars.
I wish they did more accents.
Oh, I'm reading that one. But yeah, we'll come back tomorrow for minute 54, where we can talk some more and learn. We're actually going to have so much tech, it's going to be foolish how much tech we get.
Yay!
In the next minute. Eric's coming back because he's stuck on this train with us. So,
hey, that train goes. I saw it, man. Those windows, you can see outside those windows. That train's moving. So that's one room that goes from one side of the train to the other side of the train. Yes, it is. I saw it in this minute. So that's the butt end of the train.
Chris and his train truther stuff. It just, it's killing me, Chris. Yeah. This train, it's the whole train.
It's the whole train from one side to the other.
All right. Well,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I'll see more definitive proof tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Get Brian De Palma in here tomorrow to talk about it.
Yeah, I hope he shows up.
Yeah.
He's always welcome. Well, until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Eric. This minute will self-destruct.